The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, Scotiabank, CG Atlantic, Ron's Electric Motors, Island Wholesale, and Bahamas Check Services.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, just minutes ago, the Prime Minister addressed the COP26 conference in Glasgow. I don't know y'all in these fancy European pronunciations, but the Prime Minister addressed the COP26 in Scotland just now. And I gotta say, and we're trying to find the audio for you, and I gotta say, he really did a great job. All right, he knocked it out of the park. He did very well. You could say he did better than Mia Motley, perhaps. That's arguable. But he did really, really well. He really, really came across really solid. So I was impressed by that. And if I get the audio for you, it was a nice, tight speech. You know what I mean? Not a lot of room for error, you know? And unfortunately, the link doesn't play back, I guess, until it's over. So that's part of the problem why I can't get you the speech at the moment. But I'm working on my people getting it to me so you can hear it, right? Now, I wanted to juxtapose. We got a couple of things we're going to talk about there. We're going to talk about COP26, and we're going to talk about the new health rules, right? So, firstly, let me say this. COP26, good idea. Do I take it seriously as a serious effort to really reduce the impact of climate change on the world by the world's major countries? No, right? The biggest polluter on Earth is China. China didn't even bother showing up to the press conference, to the summit. Neither did Brazil, one of the emerging largest polluters on the planet. Right? And I think the U.S. is the second largest, and Biden's there taking pictures of people without masks. Y'all be careful now. I saw this picture with the prime minister, with Biden and a couple other world leaders, Gaston Brown. And ain't any of y'all have on mask, and all y'all crease up under each other, and people from all over the planet there, don't bring no variants back here now. Y'all need to get tested, okay, to enter the country. The requirement is a rapid antigen test if you're fully vaccinated. So please, be careful at that conference. You don't know what's going on. Okay, but, and it's unfortunate that I can't play the prime minister for you right now. I'm gonna have it in a few minutes. I tell you what, I'm gonna wait, because I want to juxtapose the prime minister's performance today against Basil McIntosh's performance on a climate change panel at COP26 yesterday, which was abysmal and embarrassing. And I'm gonna let you hear it. But to be perfectly fair, I'm going to wait until I get brave. I should have in a few minutes. And I'm going to play that. Then I'm going to play Basil McIntosh. So I'm going to play Brave so you can understand what to do. And I'm going to play Basil McIntosh so that all of you newly elected members of parliament and new members of cabinet can understand what not to do when you're asked to speak publicly, okay? Because Brave saved it, because I don't know what that was that Basil McIntosh was doing. I'm going to play it for you so you can hear it yourself and you can understand what I mean, all right? Now, since we're waiting on Brave, what I want you to hear is Dr. Michael Darvill outside of cabinet today. He gives some information. He didn't directly answer some questions, but I had a caller yesterday asked me to check on the contact tracing, and so I asked a reporter to ask him this morning. So he talks about that, and he talks about some other stuff. I'm going to play the whole clip for you. He talks about contact tracing about 2 minutes in. Some of these questions he didn't answer, but anyway, I'm going to play it for you. You can listen to it, and hopefully we'll have Davis you can hear, and then you can hear Basil McIntosh. Never, ever, 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 ever again, Basil McIntosh. Go and speak on our behalf unless you know what it is you're talking about, because you clearly don't. You clearly don't. All right? Don't sit on a panel in front of the world and say you represent the Bahamas and you have no idea what's going on in the ministry in which you are assigned. It's bonkers. All right, play Darvill for me, and then we'll come back on the other side. We're going to go through the health rules, too, today. All right? Stay tuned.
Ready?
Yes.
Well, Dr. Darvill, yesterday in the House of Assembly, you mentioned COVID-19 vaccinations and how the program is going. Wanted to know if you have any figures as yet for those, the kids who have been vaccinated between the ages of 12 and 17.
I know Pfizer just released the vaccine for 5 to 11. I don't think it's available in the country as yet. And the vaccination committee, along with diplomatic interventions, we're trying to get the vaccine in the country as soon as possible. Pardon me? Well, I mean, in our plan is to see whether or not the United States government would assist us in the not this tranche that is supposed to be here this week or early next week, but to see if we can have some pediatric doses as part of the large tranche, and hopefully it'll be here before the end of the year. That negotiation is ongoing, and if we have to purchase some pediatric doses, the government is prepared to do it as well.
Okay. What do you say to the Nurses Union President who argues that the health minister will need a state minister to assist with the ongoing challenges?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot of work that's going on in my ministry. We are now doing some infrastructural changes. Once those are in place, we believe that we have adequate support at the administrative level to be able to run the ministries effectively.
And also, we know that contact tracing is a huge part of the Davis administration plans to tackle the pandemic. But we've also heard that within the unit, some contact tracers are leaving because they're not being paid. Is there any truth to that?
Well, there is some truth. We have brought on some new contact tracers in the former administration, and we have supplementary budgetary allocations where we will deal with that issue. I've had the opportunity to speak with them and to let them know that the government is working to solve that problem. And they are not the only ones. We plan to bring on additional contact tracers, and so it's important for them to understand that we need to make sure that the budget is there to sort them out. I appreciate their support, and they have been patient, and they deserve to be paid. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that that is done.
Are you able to say how many units?
I cannot say exactly the amount in the unit, but there are some additional ones that were brought on. As you are aware, as we begin now to roll out our free testing program, testing without contact tracing is like bread without butter. And so both of them go hand in hand, and they are absolutely essential to work to ensure that we know exactly what's going on in the country in real time. I can't hear you.
Is there any phone call given to
Well, the center's vaccinations most of the time is not really done, but they're done by the medical support staff, nurses, and people who are trained. We have one of the most sophisticated immunization program in the world, and our nurses are the ones who carry the burden, and we believe that they're quite qualified to do it. So we really don't need pediatricians to be in the vaccination centers. But at the same time, as we begin to open up vaccinations, we definitely would like pediatricians in the country to be a part of the vaccination program.
Right. Could you give us an update on the staff who fell on the floor and needing an MRI after getting injured?
Well, we are aware of two nurses who had some challenges. Those two nurses, the right protocol is presently in place. They are industrial accidents, and industrial accidents are dealt with via NIB. I have been informed that that has been done. But I am concerned, and I support the nurses president, that sometimes these things are taking too long. I intervened, and through our intervention, we believe that we are getting somewhere. But it goes right back to the physical plant at our hospitals and clinics. They need to be upgraded. And I assure you, this administration will focus on infrastructural reform and do everything in our power to make sure the work environment for our nurses are up to standard.
Now, we know prior government, we know that.
Sorry?
We've
spoken. We're planning a meeting. If all goes well, it'll be this week. Because that's only one concern. There are many other concerns. Promotions, and the list goes on and on.
Yes, sir. We know that some 90 million was agreed with prior to becoming involved for healthcare infrastructure. Could you speak to that?
Yes. Prior to coming to office, we are aware of the monies that were put in place via the World Bank through another facility. I understand that that money is now presently at the central bank. Our Ministry of Finance is fully aware of it. We realize that we need to meet with the back group. There are some concerns, and those concerns will be brought to the forefront in short order.
Right. I just want to be clear on the contact tracing issue. Are these unpaid workers, did the Davis administration meet that problem in place, or is this more recent?
We've met the problem in place. And as minister, it is my responsibility to solve the problem, which I'm doing.
Right. Do you know how many people are unpaid?
I do not know the exact amount. My permanent secretary and our team is getting that information. But I assure you that in preparation for the supplementary budget, I made sure adequate funds were put in place in order to pay those individuals and some outstanding bills that exist.
Right, and just for clarification, we know that you tabled some regulations in the House yesterday, but no mention was made as it relates to curfews. Does that mean that when the emergency orders expires, there will be no curfews?
There is no curfews mentioned in these orders. As you can see, that with our plan, you're beginning to see changes where the numbers are falling. It's very important to understand that we're trying to regulate COVID-19 via rules by way of the Health Services Act through amendments to Section 29. This is a new way. It's very well laid out, but I want to let the country know that the rules are very fluid. As the cases begin to rise, and God forbid it doesn't, we will have to make additional adjustments to those rules.
Thank you.
Did he just take credit for the falling cases of COVID-19? Be careful. Be very careful. Because insofar as you take credit for the numbers going down, if the numbers go up, we're going to assign that to you too, since you were so ready to take credit for the numbers going down. But the numbers are going down. That's good. I wanted you to hear all of that so you could hear the contact tracing. He did not answer that first question about 12 to 17-year-olds. Maybe he didn't understand what was being asked of him, or he didn't hear correctly. Follow-up question would have been good. But we don't know. And maybe they just don't have that information. But the way he answered it was strange to me. I do have Brave Davis for you. So I want to play Brave Davis. I'll give you the good, and then the just awful, all right? So let's hear Brave Davis at COP26 today. Like, insofar as, like, you get to go and rub shoulders with world leaders and express concerns and network and get connections that you previously wouldn't have had, or you need to kind of reconnect after the pandemic has screwed up so much stuff. I get it, right? I get it. But these people aren't going to stop in any serious way any sort of emissions or pollution or overfishing of the seas. It's not going to happen, right? They don't care. Says Juan, they all fly to the Globet Summit in private jets, take limos and eat fancy farm food. Touch of a Yeah, we're, listen, be encouraged, but we're doomed, okay? So I don't believe that the sea level is going to be like over Mount Alvernia in 20 years, but we're going to face coastal erosion. We're going to face worse storms, all right? We're doomed as a species, I think. I think the Earth will be okay. Us, we're doomed. It won't be in my lifetime. I'm concerned about my grandchildren not being able to breathe the air outside. But it'll all be over in a few, maybe just a few generations. That'll be pretty much it for the human race. Maybe the Lord will come back before then and rescue us. Okay, let's listen to Brad Davis at COP26. Really good speech, I thought. Nice and tight and drove the point home well. Okay, let's take a listen.
Your Excellency, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Excellencies, this past summer at the Olympic Games, a young Bahamian woman and a young Bahamian man outran the competition to become gold medal winners in their 400-meter races. Our runners had the discipline and drive to work towards long-term goals. Our runners had the courage and determination to overcome every obstacle. And our runners had the ambition to believe, yes, they would succeed despite the odds. Colleagues, we must do the same to ensure that this gathering succeeds in a way that the prior 25 such meetings did not. We in the Bahamas will do what we can, but the limits of our nation's effort can accomplish our task. We cannot outrun your carbon emissions. We cannot outrun the hurricanes, which are growing more powerful, and we cannot outrun rising sea levels as our islands disappear beneath the seas. Hurricane Dorian, that monster Category 5 hurricane, which devastated two of our main islands, feels like it descended upon us just yesterday. We still don't know exactly how many died, and some people still tremble at the first drop of rain. But every day, our yesterday is already becoming your todays, and fast becoming all of our tomorrows. But today we can still do something. As I said to the General Assembly of the United Nations in September, you will only be safe when we are all safe. We are out of time, colleagues. A recent study declared that the Bahamas had the cleanest air in the world. Other studies have shown that our distinctive, beautiful, aquamarine seas are a magnificent carbon sink. Our seas reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. The Bahamas is not now and never has been the problem, but yet we are forced to pay the price. We are among the top 10 most vulnerable islands, nation states in the world. And the question I have for my colleagues today is, are we brave enough for this moment? Are we braver than our predecessors who led our nations at the previous 25 climate change meetings? Can we summon the courage and ingenuity and determination to succeed where they did not? Promises and agreements are easy. Action, specific concrete policy changes, is a lot harder. Action requires courage. Every leader before us has postponed until tomorrow what needed to happen yesterday. And now tomorrow is here today, and countries like mine are out of time. Your support by financing and technology transfer are needed urgently so we can rebuild for resilience. Without change, if we are lucky, we will become refugees. Without change, if we are unlucky, then we will be left to the mercy of future Hurricane Dorians. More of my people will die. More will be left traumatized and homeless. People will be forced to flee, but flee to where? These are my neighbors, my family, and friends. My plea is both urgent and deeply personal, and I make it on behalf of all humanity. My friends, look outside. Our hurricanes are your fires and floods. Our hurricanes are your landslides and drought. Morally and ethically, it has to be beyond imagination and conscience that we do so little until it becomes too late. Please, do what is needed, not what you can get away with. Turn promises and agreements into action. Don't hide behind buzzwords and hazy assurances. Don't let the failures of the past limit our ambition for the present. Have the courage to acknowledge that failure today will lead directly to destruction for humanity tomorrow. Like Bahamian gold medal winners, today we still have the chance to win the race against time and outrun the impact of climate change. I thank you.
Yeah, pretty good, huh? Yeah? Pretty solid, nice and tight. Shall we throw that through that brave in there? He couldn't help himself. It's fine. Okay, so that was the Prime Minister speaking at the United Nations 26 Conference of the Parties. It's a summit that's held to make it a goal to curtail climate change. I apologize if you believe I'm cynical about this. I don't think anything will change. I think the human race is doomed. The Earth will be fine. The Earth will cleanse itself of humanity's presence. And a million years from now, there'll be no evidence that we ever existed. Is that... Am I depressing you? I'm sorry. It'll all work out. Some genius is going to come along and save us. It's going to be fine. They're going to figure out how to turn everything around. Right? And bring back all the species we've murdered off and killed, all the forests we've torn down and turned to essentially desert. That's going to happen. All right. We take a call, and then I want you to hear Basil McIntosh. I don't mean like bring you down after that. That was really solid in my opinion. But I'm going to have to. So, or maybe you think he's brilliant. You're kind of out of your mind if you think that, but you're entitled to think however you want. Let's go to the good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, good afternoon.
I came in a bit late. I didn't catch the piece with Dr. Dava. What was his response to the contact tracers? Because I'm going to actually put that on my page. And also, could you throw out your WhatsApp number one more time? And keep up the good work. I'll listen.
Okay, and I asked that question just for you. I think it's you who asked me to ask it. Listen, he said that they're aware of the contact tracing issue. It's an issue they met in place, and they're seeking to resolve it now. His permanent secretary and his team are trying to deal with it. Didn't give a timeline. Didn't give an idea of how many contact tracers we're talking about. Didn't say what sort of money we're talking about either, but he promised to address it shortly. Okay? So he says he's aware of it, and he's working to address it. So we'll just continue to follow up, and you let me know if you are going to... follow up on it for me as well. Let's see. Okay, so this says you can't be a Christian and believe what you just said. Okay, you can take your judgmental litmus test of who's a Christian and who's not a Christian and just keep it to yourself. All right? That's an idiotic thing for you to say. Okay? So I never want to have to hear that from you again. All right, who is and isn't a Christian around here? You people are such. Ugh, boy, I mean, Jesus. I'm gonna let you hear McIntosh. But first, let me do some text messages. Like, who are you people who sit around all day and judge like who is and is not a Christian? Like, worry about you and your soul and your relationship with Jesus. Why are you watching other people and trying to pick apart what people say and assign to them if they are true believers or not? It's disgusting. Good afternoon, Mr. Miller. Miller? No, that's not for me then. Okay. This says, our country's going our country going to these climate summits must be for show. I suspect we're going to start making marine and aquatic engineering a priority long after it is too late to save ourselves. I swear we are stuck on stupid. Since that conference was a waste of time, in my opinion, there's nothing no one can do about climate change. Well, that's not true. There is a lot that can be done on climate change. They're not going to do it, but there's a lot that can be done. All right? It says, one, I agree with you, at least China and some others being kind of honest about their intentions regarding the climate. They ain't doing nothing to stop greenhouse gas emissions, and they don't ever intend to. At the end of the day, we will eventually destroy this planet. Indigenous people are the only ones who ever truly wanted to take care of the planet, and we know what happened to the lands they once had stewardship over. Yeah. Says the PM speech is eloquent, but smacks of hypocrisy. We're still burning Bunker C and considering oil drilling. I know, right? And when he's not so much considering oil drilling. I'll get to that because someone asked Basil McIntosh about it and it was a disaster. Remember when he said we had the cleanest air in the world? You're not talking about NASA, right? Not with all these cars and you plan out there at Clifton and Blue Hills. You're not talking about here. You're talking about like Cat Island, something like this. Hold on. I gotta do something. There we go. Okay. This says, OMG, now I'm depressed. Don't be depressed. It's not gonna happen in your lifetime. All right? You'll be long, long dead before the extinction of the human race starts. It says, I tell you what, one, Brave blows Doc out of the water with speech delivery. Yeah. It's refreshing. It's a refreshing change. Says PM Davis delivered a come to Jesus speech a few minutes ago at the COP26 conference. It was really good. His delivery was smooth and he spoke with an urgent yet not dogmatic tone. As one proud Bahamian right now. Yeah, he did well. It says, want some of these judgmental people to be more Christian than Christ. Sucking my teeth. Yeah, anyway, let me move on. This says, hi, Juan, I quite agree with you on the status of the planet we live on. No one can stop anything that's going on with what we call climate change. What should be done is better ways to manage our waste and garbage and such. Yeah. Like I said, I think stuff can be done. It says, listen, the Bible tells us woe to those who live in the isles. It tells us every rock and mountain will be moved out of its place and more. Tell that texter, go read their Bible. Okay. This says, I noticed the Brave too. You know, someone from another Caribbean island told me that Bahamians sing when they talk. I don't hear it in every Bahamian voice, but Pinling had it, Phil Stubbs had it, Ronnie Butler has it, Ancient Man has it, and Brave has it. It makes for beautiful speeches. It came on, he really stuck that speech. He really stuck that landing. It was great. Okay. It says, hey Juan, the world is watching and listening. We need people who can speak properly. And I'm going to show you someone who didn't speak properly. We'll do a phone call first. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. McGodney?
Hey, I'm good, buddy. How's it going?
Yeah, well, I agree with you, right?
On what?
Look on humanity, because a lot of people hate to believe, the text to text and say, tell the person to read the Bible. Of course they're correct. You know, we all want to live in illusion, and because God has given us dominion, which I think is a matter of opinion. The text who told them to read the Bible, I agree with them because in Revelation it says, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. For only five trumpets are blown and two more to blow and each, that means two more judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your outlook of people hate to believe that if humanity, I saw an article, I don't know if I told you about the article, Looking Forward to the End of Humanity, that was written July last year. And it appeared in the Wall Street Journal. So I was trying to figure out why this article, Looking Forward to the End of Humanity, appeared in the Wall Street Journal. And mm-hmm. So I read the article, right?
Yeah.
And it's a bunch of transhumanistic, hedonistic agenda, Jetson City in the sky and all that. But you know me, I don't need to go in space where no plans live. So I don't need to go. They give me a free trip in space. I don't need to go. Now, the thing is, they hate to believe that if humanity disappears, the earth will flourish. And anyone will be a fool to don't believe that. The ants, the bees, the trees, everything will flourish. So why do we have a problem with that? I mean, I would hate for humanity to disappear, but I believe the same ideas you share. I don't believe in this. I think they're over-dramatizing this climate change reaction, even though we know climate change exists. But the reason for it, I don't want to get into it because I've already mentioned it on a couple of shows. You know, I kind of on fire and I'm very vexed with the level of ignorance, which is the lack of knowledge. All right, yeah, our external reality is based on the knowledge that we have, and the consciousness that we have is based on our knowledge. So if you're not conscious about something, that's because you're not knowledgeable about it. And, you know, just keep it up, brother. I agree with what you're saying. You know, this is where we headed.
Right.
Yeah, where speech was mellifluous, right? And so on Aaron's show, someone told me that someone texted and said, I'm a PLP. But I don't prescribe. I wonder why would they say that. I'm not a letter of the alphabet. My mind is bigger than that. So, you know, me and Brave went to St. John's College, but there's nothing wrong with liking Brave. I never worked for PLP in my life. How do I get to be a PLP? I'm beyond PLP, F&M, and any letters of the alphabet in case the sheep wanted to know. Have a good day. Bless.
Me too, brother. Bless. Should we take a break and then do Macintosh or what? Just do Macintosh? Okay, let's do Macintosh. All right, this is Basil Macintosh on a panel yesterday, I believe it was, in Scotland, talking about climate change. So listen, now Brave Davis was supposed to be on this panel, but something happened with the scheduling or whatever, and Basil Macintosh went, and it was a mistake. Listen to this.
Young people and the young people of the Bahamas, the assurances that this is not a road that your government are going to continue to go down.
Why do you want to put that point?
Yes. We're giving that a step. We're the young people. I had to ask you.
Yeah. You just said we are a new government.
You are.
Just elected to office. I cannot answer that question directly right now because we do not know. We need to evaluate and see what was done prior to us getting into office. Once we understand what was happening, then we can make a decision as to the role we should take.
Well, we will keep our fingers crossed for you, Minister. And thank you so much.
Do you think
that
Bahamas is going to sign and ratify the
Escazú
Agreement anytime soon?
It's going to sign.
Sign and ratify the Escazú Agreement anytime soon. Environmental democracy is very important. So I hope you do.
Well, I think that's a question the Prime Minister would have to answer.
And Minister, I'm delighted to say we have actually a young member of the audience here from the Bahamas as well who has a question for you.
Hello, Mr. Minister, how are you today?
Okay.
I wanted to thank you. I'm very pleased to hear that you mentioned some corrective action, especially in terms of legalizing the AUD.
Yes.
For those who don't know, the highest point in Bahamas is about 260, just over 62 meters above sea level. So that puts us in a very precarious position when it comes to climate change. So my question is a very simple one. How does this government plan to engage and mobilize the young Bahamians who are on the front lines of the climate crisis that is right behind us?
Well, again, there's a lot of work that we have to do, again, coming into office, okay? I wouldn't be too bold to give you a direct answer right now as we speak. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm a civil engineer, okay? And so when it comes to coastal development and what have you, that is my forte along the structure. And so, to answer your direct question, though, again, we would have to do a lot of analysis. We'd have to do a lot of examination and what have you in order to give you a direct answer to what you want. But whatever we do, we'll always keep the young people in mind. Okay? We cannot do too much without the young people getting involved. And that is the role of this administration, is to keep the young folks in mind every step of the way. And if we're not going the right way, we depending on you all to tell us, look, you're going in the wrong direction. So keep that in mind, okay? We will do the best that we can to make sure that the young people come in. And we are open and young people's suggestions. We are open to listening to their voices and act on it. And so that's the best I can do direct to your question right now.
I think it would be amiss of me, Minister, as well, not to to notify everybody who hasn't had it already, but to celebrate with you in the fact that there are global solutions coming out of the Bahamas today. One of the Earthshot prizes from Prince William's fantastic initiative was won by a company from the Bahamas, Coral Vita. So amazing, fantastic innovation. And much to celebrate in the Bahamas. So I'm delighted to have you here today. And for all of you panelists here, you guys have been amazing. Thank you for opening for the Extreme Hangout here for the COP.
I'm not sure. It's worse hearing it again. Like, when I heard it the first time, it was bad. It's worse hearing it again. He answered nothing. He has apparently no grasp of the Progressive Liberal Party's environmental policies. Sir, there's a document called the... This is another one from Mike Alna. There's a document called the Blueprint for Change, okay, that outlines your government policies. Your party leader, sir, our prime minister, has spoken just as recently as yesterday and also spoke before about the oil drilling in the Bahamas, although we have no formal government policy and they're seeking to get one. He has said that they're seeking to use carbon credits to gain revenue rather than go into oil drilling. If you would have read the reports from BPC, you would have known exactly what was done. You've had this job for 6 weeks now. You go on a panel and you ask them, why are you going to put me on the spot? The very nature of the panel means that you're on the spot because people are going to ask you questions that you don't know what the questions are. All right? So y'all took me to war when I talked about Miriam Emanuel. Yes? He says that... The Prime Minister, as that your party has committed to 30% renewable energy by 2030. Are you aware of that? There's you don't know what agreements we're likely to ratify as far as environmental policy? Because I'm looking at your portfolio, right? And I'm wondering why they sent you there. Because if I'm reading this right, this is, because you're the Minister of State for the Environment, your portfolio says Environmental Control, Department of Environmental Health Services, Solid Waste Collection and Disposal, Public Sanitation, Landfills, and Vector Control. All right? Listen, if you... Here's a tip for all you new MPs. I don't care if you're older than me or whatever like this. If you don't know what you're talking about, just don't speak. If you know you're not aware of the Bahamas government's environmental policies or the Progressive Liberal Party's environmental policies, don't go on any panel to represent us. We're going to be... back. We'll be back. We'll be back. We gotta take a break, right? Okay, let's take a break.
Electric motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
At Popeyes, we may not have started the chicken wars, but now we come in peace. Pieces, that is. 8 pieces, 12 pieces, 24, 36, and 48 pieces. Introducing our all-new, all-white meat, perfectly seasoned chicken nuggets. Enjoy 8 pieces of our crispy, juicy chicken nuggets, a side of your choice, a biscuit, and a regular-sized beverage for just $8, VAT inclusive. Experience the joy of life with an abundant amount of peace.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
CG Atlantic Agents, how may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
It's spa week. We got what you need. Sit back, relax, and come in for a treat. We just want to make you smile. We will go the extra mile. Baja Retreat Spa.
Come visit us at Baja Retreat Spa on East Bay Street. Contact us at 323-6711 or visit us online at www.baharetreat.com.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Tips for keeping children healthy. Ensure the children are up to date with their vaccinations, including the flu vaccine. Make sure that your children practice preventative actions such as proper hand washing. Teach them to cover their nose and mouth with tissue or the inner elbow when coughing or sneezing. Encourage them to keep their hands away from their eyes, nose, and mouth. Explain that they should keep their distance from persons who are coughing and sneezing. Keep your children home when they are sick.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Hubert Edwards Global, in collaboration with Dr. Dave Burrows and iRise, presents the 5th Annual Success Summit under the theme, Success Keys to Transform Your World, December 3rd through 4th. 2 days of transformational experiences with dynamic presenters from the Bahamas, Nigeria, Canada, USA, and Jamaica. You can't afford to miss this mind shift moment. 5 scholarship grants, 2 leadership awards, 1 life-changing event. This is a virtual event, so visit www.nlsolutionsbahamas.com for more details. This is what you've been waiting for. Success Summit 2021.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. Print with the best. Print with Printmasters.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Anyway, I'm not going to waste a ton of time talking about Basil McIntosh, but I'm going to just say, right, because you guys, so many people were so irate when I talked about Miriam Emanuel's performance in the House of Assembly. It was, you're so upset. One dude wrote a letter to the editor. He was so upset. Said he was appalled by it. You're appalled that I could criticize a public official speaking publicly in the House of Assembly. You're appalled by it. Well, anyway, just so you know, it's not specific to her. I am not satisfied by any public official who does a poor job speaking publicly, as Basil McIntosh did. Now, again, you're in. It's early yet. You can fix this. Go learn what it actually is that your ministry does, and what it's about, and what its policies are. All right, and then go ahead and speak. Until then, just don't speak. That's my advice. You don't have to take it, but it's going to save you some pain. Trust me on this one. All right, we're going to get into the health rules in a moment, but we're going to first go to some text messages, and then we're going to take a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm okay.
Awesome.
Much better than last week.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You're on your game today.
I try.
Thank you. You know why I believe you try?
Why?
Because you do what I advise my executive officers in 1994 to do.
Mm.
Two things. Actually, it was three things. Say a prayer silently before the meeting begins. But you come to the meeting well prepared, and after the meeting, you continue to read and research on the topics that you are going to discuss. And I used to say, read, 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 and prepare, 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 then prepare some more.
Right.
And any first-term MP who doesn't prepare, then he is going to fail. If he doesn't do independent research, not depending entirely on his staff to give him something to read, you have to be comfortable in what you're reading.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
And you don't want to become what we call a know-nothing.
Correct.
All right. Yes. Now, I believe, Mr. McCartney, man will adapt to his changing environment. It's going to be difficult because as capitalists, if the investors don't see immediate big returns, it's going to be a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then some off-the-wall stuff comes up, like what's happening in the United States with education, where parents are demanding more say in what is being taught in the schools. But I believe all curricula throughout the world needs to do a better job on teaching about the changing planet. Yes, the planet will survive, but we want to survive also. And we are not as adaptable as some of the other of God's creatures.
Right.
We may look down on ants and mosquitoes, roaches and snakes, but they are survivors.
Absolutely.
And one last thing.
Mm-hmm.
I had an instructor when I was going to technical school, I may have said this before, he used to tell us in the study of electronics, don't become an obsolete man. Don't go the way of, and he would name some of the obsolete dinosaurs. Don't become an obsolete man. I can hear Mr. Sherman Gould saying that to us now. You have to continue to study, to read, to talk, to listen, if you don't want to become an obsolete man. And so man can adapt. And I think they will. So I think man is here for a good while longer than maybe a million years.
That'd be nice.
And I hope to be up there looking down, right, smiling.
A million.
Wherever up there is.
Absolutely. Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. But continue on the road you're on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Carter.
Okay.
Okay. A million, that's a lot. I'm hopeful that happens, but I'm also, at the core of me, I'm very, very doubtful. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Right there, man. Right there. I kind of like the last caller. I am a half black, half folk kind of guy.
Right.
So I don't see, like you, I don't see the big conglomerates making any changes, but I think I hopeful in the future that they do, you know, something drastic has to happen, you know, like, and then they'll make the laws to keep, you know, try to make it before it happens.
Right.
But what I wanted to say too, boy, I really was proud of Braille. Like, I was actually, that was, did they give him a standing ovation, you know?
No, I don't think it was a standing ovation, but they gave him a round of applause for sure.
Okay.
I was proud of him, too. I felt like, you know, he represented us well. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he went there and delivered the message that we would like to send.
And the I would think that was McAfee. The next one.
Macintosh. Yeah.
I think Clint Watson fell down on his job on that one. And he's the liaison, the press liaison for the PLP. I mean.
Well, I don't know what role Clint played in it, but Clint is the press secretary. He could have given him a little briefing. But, I mean, you would have wanted to brief yourself on what was going on before you went,
exactly,
eh?
Exactly. Especially if you go into something like on that magnitude, you need to be on your P's and Q's and your, you understand?
Right,
if
correct.
If that is something you could read on, like a magazine on the plane going over and figure, like, I got it. I can handle it from here. You know, you just going there just to travel, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to be on top of your game. Anytime you represent the country or even yourself at that level, I would want to shine. You understand? I take that opportunity. When they come out there, they be like, boy, that's a brilliant young man.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd be like, he's aware of what's going on. And right now, he left them with the impression that he's clueless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's lost.
Yeah, like they gave him like the kind of like, you know, applause at the end because they were kind of like pity applause. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know. He showed
up. Warren, I just want to invite you to our Bible study class against the Euro Christian.
I know, right? Please, enlighten me. Bring me back to the light.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care. All right. I mean, he couldn't even speak to, like, the Earthshot prize. They asked him that. This just happened. Like, a week ago or something like this, a Bahamian company won £1 million. All right. For the Earthshot Prize for research. I believe they give out numerous prizes, but they won one of the prizes. £1 million for a company based in Grand Bahama called Coral Vita that has developed a way to grow coral 50 times faster than it grows in nature. And so they're hoping, again, we can't solve the world's climate change issue, but they're hoping that we could grow more coral reefs because they sanitize the seas and also the helps with the atmosphere as well. Okay. I said, no, stop them. Pick like two or three things about the environment and beef up on it, and then, you know what I'm saying? Pivot, at least, like Darvel. What about the 12 to 7-year-olds? Well, let me tell you about the 5 to 11-year-olds while we're here, right? So just, at least, okay, well, okay, he knows what's going on with that. It says, one, he responded that way because that is how they speak to the Bahamian people. I'm happy it happened to him. So him and others can see that it's not acceptable, give us better answers, have proper plans, and carry them out. Everyone literally laughed at him. How embarrassing. I mean, and while the Blueprint for Change isn't an incredibly specific document, it outlines a wide range of environmental policies by the Progressive Liberal Party. All right? I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. While the Blueprint for Change isn't an incredibly specific document in terms of what legislative measures it will undertake, in terms of what exact policy positions it will take with certain things, it's not that. But it does address a wide range of environmental issues. Like, for instance, they asked him about oil drilling, right? And it touches on that. They talk about BPL. They don't give a specific policy as to what they're going to do with BPL. Rather, they talk about they're going to review it. So, you know, you really could have flammed your way better through that, I gotta say. Says, you were right, one huge mistake. Interview isn't over yet, and it's clear the inept politician's answer may work here, but not on the global stage. At least do some research before going on your free trip to represent the country. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Good conversation, by the way.
Thanks.
And good afternoon to the nation. Just wanted to add a point and then make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
What I realized, one, is, you know, and when you examine politics on the ground, there's different levels of responsibility
mm-hmm.
based on your positioning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not me making any excuse because I'm not an excuse person.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in speaking on facts and easily accessible facts, right? And as the Minister of State, if a definitive position has not been taken on any of the questions that was posed to him, he doesn't have the authority nor the right to present the government of the Bahamas position. Only the substantive minister can. And he can only present a substantive position if there was a conclusion at the cabinet level, which would have left him at a disadvantage, right? And so when you look at the reality, it's not an excuse. When you look at the reality, a minister of state has responsibilities, but the substantive minister has the ultimate responsibility and to cabinet. And I don't suspect that a lot of the questions that was asked to him were concluded as yet or were settled as yet. Therefore, he couldn't offer a really good position. Unfortunately for him, it left him, you know, short-ended and short-winded. You can hear me clearly, Juan?
I can hear you. I hear you like walking this long, long road to excuse his inability to do basic research and answer to questions at all, right?
Okay. Can I say something else on that before I make my last
The Prime Minister has spoken to oil drilling numerous times. Just say what he said since the election.
Okay. All right. Fair enough on that point. But one, I don't want to take away from my core to be that I'm trying to make an excuse.
That's fine.
I'm simply presenting a reality that a minister of state doesn't have the authority.
Then don't let him talk. Then don't let him speak. Then don't put him up there.
That's where I was going to go at the end of the day. And it was a bit unfortunate that he was caught in those positions where they were presenting to him questions that once you give them, that's a policy position for the governor of the Bahamas. And so he should not have been placed in that position is what I would say. To address what happened at the end of the day, because ultimately, one, he's not a dumb man. He's a very intelligent man.
I didn't say he was dumb. I didn't say he was dumb, you know.
Okay,
I'm saying he's not prepared.
Right.
He's not prepared. You're being asked questions that relate to your portfolio, and you seem quite unprepared to answer any of them.
Right.
Which is unacceptable.
I come back to the conclusion with you that he should have been the one to have those questions posed to him. It should have been the person in a substantive position, or some position should have been concluded, recognizing what was going to take place, where our country was going to be represented, so that he could have given some level of response, considering that he was given the responsibility to be in one of the sessions. Anyway, thank you for the opportunity, Juan. God bless.
No problem. Here's my advice, right? Because if the FNM didn't listen to me, maybe the PLP will. Don't seek to justify poor performance. Seek to perform better. Okay? I don't get it all right all the time, okay? You will, under almost no circumstance on earth, have me have someone sitting in front of me who I'm interviewing, and I have not researched what it is we're going to talk about. The only way that happens is if someone springs some paid interview on me and I'm not sure about what's going on. But if I do know, a day before even, the morning of even, I will go and research what it is, because I don't feel comfortable sitting here not knowing what we're talking about. I feel like I'm lost, and he appears lost. All right. I didn't call him dumb. I didn't call him slow. I didn't call him none of that. He's not prepared, and it's not acceptable. You are on a global stage. This person says it correctly. He was going to a global carbon war room where discussions were to be had about Bahamas environmental issues. Even in private chit chat, he should have been prepared. This says, sheesh, yeah, that is a difference with Macintosh. Sheesh, yeah, that's like a clown show. Everyone chuckling at him, not with him. It's cringe. Yeah, do better. If you know, you go up there and you know. Your response on the panel discussion, I'm not going to dwell on it forever. I said I wouldn't, but your text mentioned it. Your response on the panel discussion can't be, why are you going to, like, put me on the spot like that? That's not a reasonable answer to a question. Says, Minister McIntosh obviously has not even read his own PLP's charter for governance. Hey, Juan, he thinks he's still in the Bahamas talking to dummies. Hey, Juan, how does bunker fuel affect climate? Isn't that what BPL uses? Yeah, that is what BPL uses, and it's poisoning all of us. So I don't know. I doubt it has a great impact on the global climate, but it certainly has an impact on our natural environment. Clifton still has a massive amount of oil pollution going on. There's millions of gallons of oil, right, in the ground out at Clifton. It says, good afternoon. Didn't Clint say that nowhere around the world do reporters put mics in politicians' faces? And didn't I say to you that that is not the case? I think I recall saying that. This says, then why he agreed to sit on the panel, Anton, if he has absolutely nothing to add, to say he's a structural engineer? Says his response wasn't totally awful, but very painful at the end when he started pandering to young people. It was clear he had no knowledge of anything about the environment. Vaughn Miller will be worse. Trust me, Brave needs to re-examine those appointments. Is he the Minister of the Environment? He should have let a technician take his place. I'm sure the department has been preparing for this conference for more than a month. Yeah, I would have let a policy expert go, as opposed to just saying, hey, you go, and that's it. Says, Mr. McCartney, our MPs want the job, but they don't want the work. I was very proud of Mr. Davis, but very disappointed with the responses of McIntosh. It was a very long flight. There was no excuse for his poor performance. I trust the administration makes it clear that this incompetence will not be tolerated. If you don't know, you won't go. Correct. Juan, I need you to investigate a matter urgently, please. The passport office is saying that they signed something that says Muslim women have to show their ears in a passport picture, which is against our religion. This has to be completely new because I have a passport with my head and ears completely covered. I just traveled to the U.S. and there was no problems. Please, Juan, could you please find out if this is true, because this is against our religion. Now, I'm not trying to tell you how to be a Muslim, right? But where in the Quran does it say you have to completely cover your hair and ears? That, as I understand it, is more of a traditional thing. Now, if you strictly interpret Sharia law, anyway, I will check it out because I do understand that that's something that you practice and that you believe in. Like the Rastafarians, a lot of them cover their locks, the Bobos for sure, right? So I can check it out because I don't want you to have to be in a compromising position if they're asking you to take off your headscarf. Okay? I'll check it out. It says, with so many millionaires in the PLP who have media outlets, why don't they give the chronic PLP caller to your show his own platform? Or is he an embarrassment to them? It says, hi, Juan. Carlos Palacios would have been a good choice to represent the environment discussion. Yeah. It says, the PLP is trying to cancel our bulk waste contracts. Okay. I could look at that as well. It says, is that the same Anton pre-election? He sounds very silly now, even though he's always sounds silly, but stop making excuses. This says that further a part of being competent. This says, what Anton clearly failed to understand is that if the gentleman can't answer the question, then he should not be there. Further a part of being competent is not to take on roles you can't prepare for. The Minister of State was clearly incompetent, was unprepared. Says the Minister of State's performance was unfortunate, particularly on such a global stage. It also highlights something that we can learn from. The Bahamas has significant amounts of talent and expertise in environmental settings, both within government and without. Partnering across sectors can leave us better equipped to manage these types of situations. Nikita Scheel-Roll, Charles Hamilton, and other civil society and private sector environmental experts are at the COP26 as well. They could easily have been engaged to present the significant amount of progress, talent in the space that exists in the Bahamas. Amount of progress, talent, and space that exists in the Bahamas. As it stands, we come away looking less than what we are. Right. So you're representing the Bahamas. I have to help you understand that. You're not representing you. You're representing us. And we're telling you that we don't want to be represented in that fashion. Okay? We would like you to be prepared, and we'd like you to study these things. As I said to you, when these appointments were made, at least when the cabinet appointments were made, and you were saying Von Miller, and I got nothing against Von Miller, I like him, right? And I was trying to explain to you the environment ministry is a highly technical ministry that deals with things with a great level of specificity. It ain't just somewhere you go, we can have a sovereign wealth fund and get the ragana. It ain't like that, right? It's extraordinarily technical. If you look at the last raft of environmental legislation that the Minnis administration passed, it is an incredibly dense, specific document. Now, anyway, let me not go there. But this ain't a joke, right? It says it's in the fourth chapter of the Quran. Okay. Well, I'm not trying to tell you how to be a Muslim. I'm no Muslim. I've read quite a bit about Islam and there are certain sects who interpret that a different way, okay? But if your sect, I assume you're Sunni, believes that and that's what you worship, I'm not trying to judge that or nothing. I want you to be comfortable and I don't want you to violate your beliefs and principles, and so I'm going to look into it for you, okay? This says, Mr. McCartney, I'm Muslim and my head and ears were allowed to be covered for my passport photo as a male. What was permissible yesterday should not be arbitrarily forbidden today. That's against the Constitution, which allows for religious freedom. Absolutely. It says, please discuss now. Letters waiting for us. We won't pick them up. Investigate, please. I have one as well. Okay, I'll check it out. The bulk thing. It says, Juan McIntosh must think he found the fish fry. Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. I totally agree with you, but I hope he will learn from his mistake because I was embarrassed for him. It says, man, how Anton think he can control if people perceive him as making excuses. He's seen as an apologist for the PLP, and his recent commentary did nothing to change that. I would go missing in action before I showed up to an event like that unprepared. I mean, and it's instructive, right? And it's not to embarrass him. all right? Because the fact of the matter is, you've done that to yourself by not being prepared by going up there. Do I expect perfection? No. Hi, one, to that Muslim, this is the Bahamas. You're asked to show your whole face. If your ears are part of your face, follow the rules. Well, you don't want to have people go against their religious convictions, right? So that's to be expected. Says, seriously, she can't show her ears? You gotta respect people's religious beliefs, okay? You have to. Particularly if they're not harming you, if they're not harming others. This says, Rochelle Newbold, the director of the environment, should have been sent. She's brilliant. Okay. She is there. But why they put him there? Because he's a politician? Nobody, nothing? Nobody, they just call him and go up. There. And wing it. It says Romy is a degreed ecologist as well as a lawyer. Exactly. Romy Ferrara, he's an environmental expert. Say what you want about Romy, right? He used to get wild sometimes, but he knew his portfolio, okay? And I say that not even to say through his public conversations, but if you call him privately about something that you want clarification on with the Ministry of the Environment, he'd have you on the phone for 20 minutes. Just explaining the ins and outs of all these different things. It says, good day, Juan. Great show as usual. I, too, am impressed with our PM's speech. He represented us well. As it relates to McIntosh, there's no excuse for mediocrity in the Bahamas and certainly not the world. He should have prepared properly. And like my granddaughter prepares me when I'm uncertain of information, she reminds me to Google everything. Yeah. Google is your friend. All right. We got a call. Are we going to get to the health rules? We'll try. We should be able to. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, if you would entertain me, can I say one thing?
Sure.
15 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The a presentation at that level in that forum one has nothing to do with brilliance. It has very little to do with brilliance. And so I hear persons suggesting different names of persons who are highly involved in the environment and the industry of the environment, right? But their position means nothing if it doesn't have the stamp of the cabinet behind it. If it's not an established or settled policy, they could talk ad nauseum. And people will look at them and laugh at them at the end of the day because they would have walked away with nothing but a bunch of hot air. You need to have settled policy positions in order to present at such international forums. Thank you, Juan. God bless.
I see. No problem. So let me follow your logic. If it doesn't have the stamp of the cabinet behind it, don't speak publicly about it. So why then is Minister of Economic Affairs Michael Halkidis talking about the VAT legislation before it's gone to cabinet? Why is Brave Davis talking about it? Help me out. This says, great show as usual. I'm glad we're starting to take the environment seriously. Next step is to ban all these disposable Japanese cars in New Providence. You know, I was there with you about banning the cars, but then I do try to do the exercise where I put myself in other people's shoes, even though some of y'all think I don't, right? And I'm thinking, if the only car you can afford, if public transportation doesn't meet your needs, right, and the only car you can afford is some $5,000 or $6,000 pre-owned Japanese car, then why would I deny you that opportunity to be able to do more work, conduct business, drop your kids to school as you would see fit, carry your goods in your car as you would want without asking other people to do so? And why would we box those people out of car ownership just because we don't like the Japanese cars? So you gotta strike a balance, you know? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Good, man. Just wanted to touch a little bit on that matter with the
Japanese cars. You know, at one time growing up, only two, really, the two basic seven cars that came into this country were from either Canada or America. But if you look at the customs tariffs on those cars, they tend now to call them luxury cars. The tariff on those cars are so high that the average Bahamian, to be honest with you, they would prefer an American car or a car from Canada. But the cars coming from Japan, Taiwan, in that region is so affordable. Like you so rightfully said, the duties on those, the tariffs on those are probably very much lower than the American or the Canadian cars that these persons just want a chance to move around. So perhaps we need to take another look at that to see how best we can accommodate these persons who may want an American car but can't afford it with as far as the tariffs are concerned.
Right.
We could probably take a second look at it. Lastly, one, this thing with cars not being used for 2 and 3 years, but yet you want to get it licensed and inspected again to put it, make it roadworthy, but you got to pick up the 2 or 3 years that you missed. That matter still has not been addressed yet, and a lot of persons are waiting for that matter to be addressed so that some of these families could get their cars back on the road without having to pay the 2 or 3 years that they wasn't using the car. That's something we need to look into. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. I actually am looking into that because I was going to discuss the health rules. And there's no provision in these health rules for you to continue not licensing your car. So when the emergency order ends, that's... good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
I just get to the part of the discussions with the Muslim and the hairdress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're taking a picture of somebody for identification, your ears, your nose, your eyes, and all that is part of your facial, basically, identification. So would it be in the public interest if the police looking for somebody to give, or you give a description of somebody who did do something and they had on a headscarf? It doesn't have to be religious purpose, but a headscarf, but you can't see their ears. But basically, you know, the person might have some very distinctive looking ears that could identify them. There's something wrong with the government asking in the public interest, especially for a passport, to have your facial, everything on your head, basically your ears, your nose, your mouth, showing.
Mm-hmm. You think that
it's in the public interest?
If it's in the public interest, I don't think that it is in the public. Is it in the public interest? Do you think?
Yes, it is in the public interest because if you want to identify somebody, like I said, most everybody have some distinctive look about them, including on their ears.
Mm-hmm.
The ears. Some people have small ears. Some people have big ears. Some people have ears would be called bad ears. Everybody have a different looking ear. So that is part of a description to describe somebody. If somebody comes to do you something, and the only thing you could remember that they had these big, floppy ears or these small, tiny ears. That's the way you could give a description of somebody.
Okay. So right? You think what if that's against my religious belief?
But see, even though the Constitution, ain't no right is absolute in the Constitution because it says public interest. It has to be in the interest of public interest. The government could pass certain laws and make certain requirements. That's right in the Constitution and the fundamental rights and freedom of the individual.
Okay.
The government could do certain things.
Public interest supersedes, I understand.
The public interest supersedes my individual rights in certain cases. And I think your identification as a person, your ass, the scarf is in part of you. Because you ain't born with no scarf over your head, as far as I know. I know nobody was born with a scarf over their face or over their head. So to identify a human, facial expression, the face, the head, with all everything that encompasses the head, that's attached to it, from your nose, your eye, your eyebrows, your hair, all that is part of your description as an individual.
Okay, so
the government should be entitled to do that, to see your ears, because if they want to say, if you're missing, even if you're missing, and they put out a picture, and they show a picture of you, somebody say, well, I saw this person with these small-looking eyes or whatever.
I got you, bro. Right. I got you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm trying to think through this. So, if it's, even if it's not in the Quran, and it's not in the Hadith, right? The Quran is Islamic scripture. The Hadith is teachings of, from the Prophet Muhammad. Okay? And they follow that too as religious law, just about every Muslim. Even if it's not in there, and it's part of your religious tradition because you interpret that as being the word of God, God's instruction to man, then I believe it should be respected insofar as it doesn't harm anyone else. So unless I hear, and I heard his argument, unless I hear an argument that clearly states that it's not a part of their religious tradition, then I would say, and that it does present some sort of harm to others, then I would say that you should honor their religious beliefs. That's what I say. Okay? So, says Juan, let's tread carefully. When we're talking about Muslims because they get super sensitive. No, it's fine. It's fine. We could speak about Islam quite respectfully. All right? There's no problem. All right? And it says, Juan, if your religion just started 100 years ago or less, it's not a religion. They didn't have passports and planes 120 years ago. So don't fly. It harms me. No, well, Islam started over 1,400 years ago. So that it's been around. It says that's none of his business if their heirs are covered. I'm not a Muslim, but most Bahamians are chipped. Juan, do you remember when some women were not allowed to register to vote because they were not properly covered? These people in charge get to interpret too many rules. Well, you know, if you're a woman and you have on open-toed shoes, you're not allowed in most government offices, right? Even though I saw 100 women wearing open-toed shoes from the pictures at the opening of Parliament. I am going to talk about these rules tomorrow because I do want to ask some critical questions about the health rules that are being prepared. It says, tell Anton that he has two ears and two eyes and one mouth. See and hear twice as much as you speak. Chinese proverb says, see, hear more, apologize less. It says, you're so on point, Juan. How can a government mandate vehicle imports when there's a chaotic public transit system? A young business may not be able to afford a fleet of American vehicles. Yep. It says, do you know how many accidents these little... Okay, I do. And this person who said ban the cars, I do realize that they're involved in a lot of accidents. So are a lot of other people, but I do realize that. I tell you what, I'll support banning them if you show me a option that is laterally the same price, but more safe and non-polluting. All right? We got a phone call. Let's go phone call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, McCartney. I'll just have a little answer to why things are cheaper from the Japan side of things. Mm-hmm. In Japan, they're only allowed to have their cars for 10 years. Then they have to get rid of them. So they're going to get whatever they can for them, and fairly often they're being shipped out. I remember some years ago when I was on a plane, I had to stop in New Zealand, and New Zealand started allowing people to get secondhand cars at the 10-year level from Japan. This was only allowed new cars before then. Now, we've been able to buy those secondhand cars, which are 10 years old. Mm-hmm. It's been something which has been helping a lot of people to actually become mobile. But, like you say, getting parts of them is a little bit of a big idea. Anyway, there you go.
I appreciate it. Thank you. that's exactly right. It's though that option is allowing people to actually be mobile, and we don't have a firmly functioning public transportation system that could meet the needs of all these different people. It says Islam started since the time of Adam and Eve. Adam and, you sure about that one? Adam and Eve, you say? Okay. All right. Okay. It was established over 1,400 years ago. I know it was over 1,400 years ago. That timeline doesn't align with Adam and Eve. I think if you take the Bible as being exactly literal in terms of the Old Testament, which I don't believe it's not. Oh, I'm not a real Christian because I don't believe the Old Testament and that incorporates the Torah that the Jews understand is not meant to be taken literal. I'm not a real Christian. Anyway, if you take the Bible as being completely literal, the timeline is about 6,000 years. Okay? There are people, there are scientists who are saying if they're looking at an actual Adam and Eve, right? One day we're going to explain the origins of man. You're going to call me all sorts of heretic. Or what we know about the origins of man. There are people who are looking and saying if there was an actual Adam and Eve, they would have lived probably over 100,000 years ago. All right? Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Reverend Dr. O.A. McCartney.
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
All is well, my brother.
All is good.
But, you know, if you, to be honest with you, those are the cars that make me sick. All right?
I don't like them either. I'm not going to lie.
Listen, when you drive in, and in particular when those cars are in your midst or in the back or front of you, you have to drive for the person in the front of you. You have to drive for the person in the back of you, the right. side of you, even on the top of you. Because what those persons don't understand, when you hit in those cars, there is nothing to protect you.
Yeah, you're done.
You know, but needless to say, you know, you can't say bond to people because, you know, ain't everybody might have a dollar to buy, you know, a nice car. So you got to, like you say, you got to balance it, but it has to be some sort of maybe going back to driving school for some of these people in those little cars.
Yeah, I don't know how they get licensed, man.
I don't know. And they be speeding and they be blowing for you to go on the side like they're in some sort of, like if they hit something, they don't realize if they hit something, that's, you know, that's the issue road.
Yep. I agree,
but
bro.
You know what I want to ask you?
Go ahead.
I hear you saying something about the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
The B-I-B-L-E. What does that stand for?
B-I-B? The Word of God?
What
did you tell me?
The significance behind it.
Okay, you tell me.
Okay, and texters, I know you all like to text when I talk. It's the basic instruction before leaving Earth.
Okay. Okay.
And you know who taught me that?
Who?
The definition of that?
Mm.
Believe it or not, Mr. Miles Monroe, God rest his soul.
Yeah, I think now that you say it, I have heard that before.
I said that to you before. Yeah, have a good day, bro.
Okay, do it. Yes, sir. Take your time. All right. I like how we drift off into these little... I'm not being facetious here. I like that we sometimes explore other things, right? And have, you know, mature discussions about this. This says, why people having a conniption? Because the texter asked you to look into the passport office, picture policy, government offices around here still refusing entry if women have on sleeveless tops or dresses. They need to stop their discriminatory policies, whether against a specific religious group or gender, period. I would like them to stop it. We go to the phone lines, then we take a break. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
Awesome. You know, I like to hear Bible talk
mm-hmm.
or spiritual religious talk. You know, and the young man is correct, of course. I've grown up most of my life knowing that the Bible, basic instructions for leaving Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I call to say this as it relates to the three dominant religion in the world, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, all right? The Buddhists is powerful, but not like Christianity and them. At the end of the day, Jesus, Yeshua said, before Abraham was, that's Islam, that's Christianity, I am. Jesus Christ said that. So what he was showing them was a new enlightenment about the Father, and they did not comprehend because before that they only had the law. Grace. Well, let me say the law was given to Moshe, or what we call Moses, all right? And grace and truth came through Christ. Christ came with two hands full of blessing for us. He came one hand with grace, one hand with truth. And when you come with the truth, only thing left for the heathen is grace. That's the enlightenment, that Yeshua the Christ, what we know as Jesus, the light of the world, left with us as relates to basic instructions before leaving this earth to enter into eternity. That's how I know the scripture all of my life. I 51. I thank Jesus Christ, the spirit of the Bible, the spirit of truth, what everyone should know in the Bahamas, that is.
Okay, Amos. Thanks, man. Let's go to a break, and we're going to be back on the other side.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
BK Nassau and Pepsi want to bring you a fun day on us. Upgrade your favorite combo and get a chance to win great prizes like staycations at Atlantis or Baja Mar, powerboat adventure excursions, or a Blue Lagoon dolphin encounter. You can also win a relaxing day at Sandy Toes or a VIP movie experience at Fusion. Upgrade your combo at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations and enter to win online at bk242.com. Win fun days with Pepsi and Burger King, where taste is king.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
MyGateway is the centralized, safe, secure way to access and pay for government services online. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and log in to request a police character certificate, renew your passport or driver's license, and more. Receive emails confirming requests and alerts when documents are ready. You must have a valid government-issued ID in order to collect documents. MyGateway is fast, easy, and convenient. Go to mygateway.gov.bs and register today.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
So I come to work today, meet my coworker in front of the computer crying. AC sky high, you know, but she's sweating. I ask her what happened.
The bot.
Apparently, she ordered some stuff online, but she threatened with this VAT increase. I told her I cannot guarantee she won't feel the pinch of the increase, but I can guarantee low rates on her shipping fee from airborne freight and cargo services. Then she can ask me if I'm sure they still will give her low rates in spite of the increase. I ask her what but that she don't understand. If she look at the alphabet, she will see. A is A, B is B, C is C. That don't change. 1, 2, 3. I give the answer. Bye-bye.
Call Airborne Freight and Cargo Services at 377-0450 today.
CG Atlantic agents, how may I help you?
Yes, I want to know where to go to get third-party motor insurance.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, could you put your feet up?
Okay.
Great. Just go to cgatlanticagents.com, where you can get a quote and buy your insurance online.
Relax. Now you can buy third-party motor insurance wherever and whenever you want. It's as easy as click, quote, buy. CG Atlantic Agents. Good like that. Nassau Insurance Brokers and Agents Limited. Trading as CG Atlantic Agents.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution. Got a few more text messages. Just got a call online too. Give me a second. It says, what if I wrap my head and cover my ears routinely because that's my style? The government's supposed to police that now just in case I commit a crime? That's BS. It says, that's why you can't give a post to just anyone. Same thing with these diplomatic posts, only because this is such a big issue, it was made known. Imagine the gaffes our representatives make on a daily basis abroad that we do not see. I keep telling you, we are the land of mediocrity and very few people are able to take criticism productively. Is this why we rarely do any annual appraisals in the government ministries? We're so jaded that when people speak properly in a speech, we're impressed. Watch C-SPAN, the RT, or Al Jazeera, we would be blown away, I guess. Be ready to govern on day one. People you appoint should know the government's policy. I.e., Hakidis right now, if you call him, can articulate the government's policies on all financial matters. It's called knowing your ministry. Exactly. Now, I don't expect McIntosh, well, hell. I expect him to know what's in his ministry, man. I mean, I can't do no mental gymnastics to make that less. It was a poor performance. You need to do better, and we're not satisfied with it. We're not going to excuse it. All right? It says, these callers who won't preach need to do it elsewhere. Yeah, I didn't. It wasn't a call for testimony. Good day, Juan. DeWitt knows his thing. I did know what BIBLE means, and I'm 43 years old. Thanks for the insight. Or you didn't know. Juan and DeWitt, good show. Bless you, Juan. Thanks. Someone says Miles Monroe actually said basic instructions before living eternally. Okay. Hey, Juan, drop the duty and VAT on EVs so we can afford to buy them. The Bahamas should be the leader in the amount of EVs on the road. If we're serious about the climate. It says, hi, Juan. The Bible is the only book that's based solely on interpretation. We not the only one. Great show as usual, Juan. You see some of these women toes, they look like crab biters, so I agree the open toe rule in government offices. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hey, Brother Juan. What's up, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, I rise on a point of correction.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
Listen, tell DeWitt, Amos, and Miles Monroe, and the texter that just texted you saying he didn't know what Bible means. Well, there's the Torah. That is the Arabic word for Bible.
Hebrew.
The Hebrew word, Torah. Yeah. Yeah. And there's what the one is for Arabic.
The Quran.
The Quran.
Yeah.
Those are the words for Bible there. The Latin word for Bible is Biblios, and the English word for Bible is Bible. And all that means is compilation of books. It does not mean a basic instructions before leaving. I don't know where Miles Monroe get that from. All Bible means is book.
Yes.
Okay? So I rise on a point of correction for that.
And you're right. You're right. That technically you are correct. Thank you for that. We're doing, I don't know, let's one more call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution.
Hi, Brother Vaughn.
Hey. Hey, Bishop Paul. How's it going?
I disagree with the last caller.
Okay.
But I respect his right. We all have a right, a freedom. That's why we're in the mess that we're in, because we got a lot of freedom. God gave us freedom.
Yes.
But here's the point I wish to make.
human history has been punctuated by a divine presence. All the 15 major religions of the world talk about how we can reach God. Christian faith says God has already reached us. We are saying that God, the Jehovah God, is the only being whose self-existence is in himself. He doesn't wait for someone to cause him. He is the first cause. And so that's the claim of Christian faith, that people look, all the major religions, all the luminaries, at some truth. But the truth is not a philosophy or some dictum. It is a person. And we claim that that person is Jesus Christ. He didn't say, I come to bring truth.
Right, I am the truth. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Bishop Paul. We went from climate change to scripture. I like it. I think he is. I'm pretty sure he's right that biblios means books. Bibli, what's the singular? I don't know Latin. I know a little, a very little. Bibli, it would be something. I don't know. Anyway, like how there's bacteria and bacterium, you know? There's a singular. It says the Bible by Bill William Shakespeare, who King James commissioned to write it. So my Lord of the Rings books is one big book is a Bible of Lord of the Rings, aka Lord of the Rings. They often call collections of books Bible outside of just Christianity. Anyway, we're out of time. We're going to hopefully discuss the new health rules tomorrow. You'll want to know them because you're going to be required to live by them. And some other things as well. All right, you guys take care out there and have a great day, Bahamas.